state regulators are forecasting increasing pollution over the next couple of days. It's a sign that the ozone pollution season is getting underway. KUER's Judy Faze has the story.
Ozone pollution affects everyone, even healthy people, but there are simple ways to deal with it. Rob Payne is a University of Utah pulmonologist whose advice is simple enough for a 10-year-old.
I would tell you to get up and start playing outside in the morning and maybe kind of chill in the late afternoon on days when the ozone's bad.
Payne points out that ozone itself is an odorless, colorless gas. It mixes with other airborne chemicals when the summer sun's out and builds up between lunchtime and the dinner hour. Ozone injures the lungs, especially in the very young, the very old, and those with heart and lung problems. Bryce Bird is director of the Utah Division of Air Quality. He says an effective way to help prevent ozone pollution from forming is to avoid the emissions that create it.
When we refuel our vehicle in the middle of the day, the emissions are greater than if we do it in the cool of the morning or the cool of the evening.
Bird points out that regulators are also helping to reduce ozone pollution. One way is by limiting certain fumes from household and personal care products like window cleaners and hairspray. There's also a program to switch out gas cans that leak ozone-forming pollutants into the air. Judy Faze, KUER News.